mini set. And that's when we bring up an act to do three songs or spoken word equivalent. And tonight we have Sarah Nelson on the keyboard and Bob Phillips on the banjo. And they're going to be doing instrumental music from the Victorian era. So give them a couple of minutes to set up, and then we'll get to enjoy their music.
Sarah, do you know Dan? This is Dan.
No, I really don't.
You know Dan?
Yeah, I might break in a song. No, it's okay. I can twist the leading in. I'll lead it in.
Okay, I guess. Yeah, I'm miking this, so as usual. So we'll need I can get closer if you want.
Yeah.
How's that look? That looks good, doesn't it? A tad. Yeah. Okay, let's tune. Time, that's a
no?
Sure.
Yeah, you know, yeah, you I'll can tell it. Banjo jokes.
I'll be needing time myself.
Yeah, that's right. You can switch it.
Yeah. Down. We got a good balance here?
I may switch pianos.
How about a little left? There you go. Okay, we're going to play some old banjo tunes which were typically played with piano and banjo. And these are tunes from at least 100 years ago. I'll be a little more specific later. Why don't we just start with one? Warm up here. Okay. Thank you. That was called Alpine Waltz. It was written by Joseph Morley. It's from the Joseph Morley Banjo Tutor. Apparently, when you get up to a certain speed, you can learn tunes, and that was one of them. Excuse me? Circa 1900. I mean, he was born in, I think, 1867, and he continued for into the 1900s. So. He was a composer and a banjo player, and he was one of the better known ones, or perhaps the best known one. This is also by Morley. It's a little more challenging, but we can do it.
Yeah, I have my piece this morning.
This has a very creative name. It's called Banjo Land. Okay, get the chicken off my fingers. I can't help but laugh after these tunes.
It takes a little coordinating to play these.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is Sarah Nelson. I'm Bob Phillips. And Sarah has taken some of her music time. She plays a lot of contra dances, a lot of contra dance piano. And she made time in her music schedule to learn these tunes. I really appreciate it. Okay, all right, for our last tune, I'm going to do a tune by Arthur Tilley, who lived around the same time. He was a banjo maker as well as a banjo player, and he evidently wrote some tunes, although I don't find nearly as many in my Google searches as I find of Joe Morley's. I'm going to use...
Here, I can grab the other one.
Yeah.
Do you want to pass one of the banjos down?
Thanks.
That might be a good one.
Because I don't know where this would go.
Wait, do you do an intro thing? No, we come in together on this one.
Yeah. This is the first banjo I bought for this style about a year ago. I still like to use it for this tune, although it costs far less than that one. Oh, a little tuning. D. Banjo needs work. I was playing it this morning and this thing popped out. Thought I was toast. But I did a little at home repair. Could I get that G again? Okay, this one is called Queen of the Burlesque. Glasses. Thank you. Thank you.
That's Sarah Nelson and Bob Phillips, and that was just wonderful. Please give them a big hand. We'll have to have them back for a feature. That was great.